in the winter in the fireplace and put them down in the fireless cooker, and then I would heat the water. I had hot water all the time, which you never have it on a farm home, you know, or down in there. And then I would sometimes cook a cereal all night, mush. A cornmeal mush was delicious, cooked all night in a fireless cooker. You would think it was cream of wheat. It was just all the difference in the world in that long cooking for that. And keep vegetables and things warm, and also cook meat. You could cook everything in it by having it hot and having your soapstones in there, you know, that the long, especially the long cooking things. It cooked meat so good. Of course, quick cooking vegetables we didn't put in, but long cooking ones we could. So it saved a lot of kerosene and heat too, and time. Oh my goodness, you could come home from a day in Atlanta or come home from church, you know, and have something hot already in your fireless cooker. And I used that right on too. It was just wonderful. I don't know whether we still have one, or one may have been sold when the house was sold. I know we had one there then. Oh, but I hadn't used it in a long time. Oh, what else was I thinking about? Oh, one thing, I don't know. Where I got onto it was we had cool bedrooms, as a usual thing, I believe. And we used glass jugs, but for a while we had stone jugs that we would put on the hearth full of water, and it wouldn't take them long to get boiling hot. And then put your cork in and tie something around the cork and drop it in a cloth bag and put it in the beds. So that would have the beds just steaming warm when you go to bed. That was one thing. I think maybe Auntie taught me that when she was living in Atlanta. They had a stone house. It was made out of the stones and the battleworks of Atlanta, and it had thick walls, but it didn't have. It just had grates, and no fireplaces upstairs. And she did that in the winter every day for the upstairs bedroom. She would have these stone jugs sitting around the coal fire downstairs, you know, and in the middle of the afternoon you'd wrap up the jugs and take them up and put them in the beds. And it was so nice to go into a cold room, you know, and stick your feet down to her. And we did that when we moved to Shadowbrook. We slept in a sleeping porch. And I think maybe I told Cliff to do that. They slept in a sleeping porch when they first built the house, and I think they did that too. But that is a wonderful thing to do, because a gallon jug of hot water will stay hot all night in a bed. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. We enjoyed having company. Young people seem to like to come to the farm, and we love to have them. My husband was he loved young people, and all his brothers and sisters had children that loved to come to the farm and see Uncle Bob. And then of course when his own children came along and they would invite company to come, so we really enjoyed having young people around. One